This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress to launch a month-long election campaign targeting upcoming local-level elections. Prime Minister Sharbadu Dewa and Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota hold separate meetings with visiting French parliamentary delegation. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government could not imagine curtailing press freedom and freedom of expression. And Ukraine says maternity and children's wards have been destroyed in a Russia airstrike on a hospital in Mariupol. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress has announced a month-long election campaign targeting the upcoming local-level elections. Organizing a press conference at party headquarters in Sanipa yesterday, the Nepali Congress informed that it would launch the door-to-door election campaign from 13th of March till the 12th of April. Nepali Congress Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat said the campaign would help inform people about the political and economic achievements gained during the leadership of the Nepali Congress. The party spokesperson said the election campaign would also be centered on removing people's misconceptions regarding the US-funded Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. The Nepali Congress is also planning to depute its central representatives to all 77 districts. Communication and Information Technology Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said the government could not imagine curtailing press freedom and freedom of expression. Receiving the memorandum submitted by Federation of Nepali Journalists regarding the impact of COVID-19 and media-related laws on the journalism sector yesterday, Minister Karki said that the government was committed to press freedom and rule of law. He pledged that the government would address the concerns raised by the Federation of Nepali Journalists. The communication minister expressed the government's willingness to make Nepal the best in terms of the practice of freedom of expression in the South Asian region. Regarding the latest context, Communication Minister Karki clarified that the government was not attempting to control the expressions on social media, including YouTube. Rather, it wanted to regulate the social media. On the occasion, Federation of Nepali Journalists Chairperson Bipul Pokhrel said the Federation would be compelled to state protest if some press-related laws forwarded in the parliamentary proceedings were endorsed without revision. Prime Minister Sharbadu Dewa held talks with the visiting delegation of the France-Nepal Parliamentary Friendship Group yesterday. At the meeting held at Palwata, they discussed matters relating to the promotion of Nepal-France bilateral relations. The three-member French delegation led by group's chairperson, Véronique Riotton, arrived Nepal on Tuesday for a five-day state visit. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dewa lauded the support extended by France to Nepal's socio-economic development. Likewise, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota also met the French delegation in Singhadarbar yesterday. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota thanked the government of France and its citizens for medical assistance to Nepal to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. In response, the French delegation viewed that the exchange of bilateral visit between the two countries would be an opportunity to learn a lesson for the parliament of both the countries. The Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on Wednesday held bilateral talks with the American ambassador to Nepal, Randy Berry. According to Minister Karki's secretariat, during the meeting organized at the Communication Ministry, Minister Karki, who is also the government spokesperson, extended gratitude to the U.S. government for its long-term support in Nepal's financial and infrastructural development. On the occasion, Ambassador Berry said Nepal and the U.S. had maintained cordial relations since the establishment of friendly relations between the two countries. He added that that America prioritized Nepal and had been extending its support in various sectors accordingly. newly appointed Nepal's ambassador to the United States, Sridhar Khatri, took oath of office and secrecy before President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday. The office of the president informed that Ambassador Khatri took the oath of office and secrecy amid a special program organized at Sita Niwas yesterday itself. Main opposition party CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has claimed his party would win the upcoming local level elections. Addressing a gathering organized at Rangeli of Morang yesterday, chairperson Oli claimed that his party would be victorious in the upcoming elections, saying people had maximum trust in his party. CPN Unified Socialist Chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal has expressed his commitment to establishing his party as the center of hope for the public. Inaugurating the third full meeting of the party's central committee yesterday, Nepal recalled revolting with CPN-UML and moving ahead while preserving the legacy of Nepal's communist movement. The Ministry of Health and Population yesterday reported 224 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. The total number of cases was confirmed while testing 10,092 samples. Likewise, 251 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection yesterday itself. The ministry reported no corona-related deaths yesterday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has said a maternity ward and a children's ward have been destroyed in a Russian airstrike on a hospital in the southern city of Mariupol. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the attack on the facility a war crime. According to the BBC, there are reports of many dead and injured, with children buried under rubble. The United Nations called the attack shocking, while the UK said it was abhorrent. Russia earlier agreed a new 12-hour ceasefire to allow civilians to flee six of the worst affected areas in Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Nepali Congress to launch a month-long election campaign targeting upcoming local-level elections. Prime Minister Sharbadha Dewa and Speaker Ragni Prasad Sabkota hold separate meetings with visiting French parliamentary delegation. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government could not imagine curtailing press freedom and freedom of expression. And Ukraine says maternity and children wards have been destroyed in a Russian airstrike on a hospital in Mariupol. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.